It's time for the Easter celebration. He is risen. You'll be gathered together with friends and guests and families and celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. We'll have family and friends coming today. I only hope that they help me take down the tree. But before we come to the empty tomb, we look to the cross. The cross is symbolized in a couple of different ways. One of them is the crucifix, where you have the representation of Jesus on the cross, of Jesus' death. The crucifixion was a symbol of Roman rule. It was a political symbol. It was used as a statement of power. It was a reminder to the people of the brutal punishment and death reserved for those who opposed Roman authority. The cross was the place for a rebel. Jesus is associated, characterized, and identified with the rebel movement throughout his ministry. Even the title Messiah that he claimed in Jewish thought refers to a conquering king. The thought of Jesus being a rebel is seen at his trial, the examination of Jesus. Pilate, who was the appointed Roman governor of Jerusalem, was known to be unscrupulous. He would forcefully oppress the Jewish people. His role was to prevent rebellion, to prevent civil disorder. But yet standing before Pilate, it was obvious that Jesus was not guilty of leading any type of military revolt. Pilate questions him about being a Messiah, being a king. But it is the chief priest who suggests to Pilate, "What would the emperor think if a would-be rebel, a would-be king, a Messiah, was standing in front of you today, and then you let him go?" But Pilate even made an attempt to free Jesus. He gave the people a choice of rebel leaders. Barabbas had led an insurrection in Jerusalem and had been arrested and had been destined for death. But he is freed. Jesus is crucified with two others, brigands, rebels, that lived by their plunder. So throughout his ministry, throughout his life, Jesus is associated with this idea of being a rebel. And in fact, he is. For Jesus opposes the present rule, opposes the present traditions of his day. Jesus brings about revolution, and he brings about change, and he does so boldly. He acts boldly for all to see. I had received a text from a friend some years ago on Easter morning, and on that text he said, "I found 1,000 eggs. I'm now explaining to the cop that it's not my fault the grocery store can't hide them very well." But Jesus is not hiding. Jesus acts openly. And he brings change, but not by the sword. For in fact, he predicted that a challenge to the political and military might of the day would lead to the destruction of the people of Israel. He knew the political climate of his day. He often told his followers not to tell of what they had seen, not to tell of what they had experienced. His revolution would not be one of the sword. A second symbol of the cross is one in which the cross stands empty. The question is asked, well, what then the Easter bunny and the egg have in common? Life. It is about life. The empty cross is symbolic of the living Christ, the living Messiah, leading the rebellion amongst the people of his day. A rebellion that calls for peace and love and sacrifice. Those characteristics that he taught so vigorously. A rebellion in which he would give of himself and be known as the Lamb of God, of being a sacrifice. Now the disciples did not want to hear about suffering, nor did they understand. But this was the model that Jesus provided to his followers. Jesus knew that he would be arrested, brutalized, punished, and killed. But he would do so alone. During that day, rebel leaders were rounded up along with their associates. They were captured and then killed en masse. But Jesus goes alone so that his disciples would live on to carry the mission forward. We too carry that mission forward. We are to join the rebellion of Jesus. Rebel against the present realities that we often face. We are to embody the outstretched love of God and bring about change. But as one American author had written, he said, so few want to be rebels anymore. And of those few, most like myself, scare easily. Scare easily. We are to rebel. We are to rebel on behalf of the poor, the broken, the suffering. Rebel on behalf of the outcast and the condemned. We are to be there for those in need of forgiveness, those in need of healing, and those seeking justice. We are to take up the cross for those who cannot. That is our goal. To reconcile and to restore. To bear with one another. To bring goodness. A woman tells a story of many years before when she was just a young girl, when a dollar went a lot further than it does today. A month before Easter in their church, they said there would be a special Easter offering for a family in the community. And so this young girl, her two sisters and her mother, they decided they would cut back on their groceries, use less electricity, pool all of their babysitting money and the money that they made from potholders. And then that week before Easter, their mother went to the bank, exchanged what they had collected for a crisp $10 bill and three crisp brand new 20s. They felt like with the other 80 people who worshipped in their congregation, they would probably bring 20 times that amount. And so Easter morning, they gave their sacrificial offering. The mother and their daughters, each placing one of the bills into the offering plate. They went home for brunch following worship, and much to their surprise, their mother had eggs for them. They boiled the eggs and decorated them for Easter. And in the midst of their celebration, the pastor drove up and knocked on the door, and the mother answered, and the pastor gave an envelope. In that envelope was a crisp $10 bill, three 20s, and 17 ones. And the young girl realized that others saw them as poor. She realized they didn't have a lot of things. They often played a game with amongst the sisters that during a meal they would only have a spoon or a fork and have to eat the meal in that manner, one way or the other. Or when the cousins visited, they didn't have enough knives, so they would have to pass them around and share them. But they never thought of themselves as poor. And the young girl felt ashamed to go back to church. They didn't know what to do with the money, so their mother kept it. And the next Sunday they did go back to church. It happened to be on that Sunday that a missionary came and said, "We're raising money. We need $100 for a roof and a new church." The mother looked at her daughters and they all nodded and they passed the envelope along themselves and put it in the offering plate. At the end of the service, the missionary announced, "I'm so pleased to announce that from this small congregation, we have received a little over $100. The young girl realized of that little over 100, they had given 87. And she smiled and thought about how they were indeed the richest family in the church. A definition of Easter peace does not mean a place of no noise, a place of no trouble, or a place where there is no hard work. But Easter peace means to be in the midst of those things, in the midst of noise and trouble and hard work, and still be calm and peaceful at heart. We are called to be rebels, as Jesus was in his day. We are called to stand up and speak out for those who are unable and have no voice. We are called to raise a ruckus in order to bring change. We are called to join in a rebellion. Amen.